Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mail Right podcast. We are going to be doing live straight from California and Reno. We're doing episode number 466 today. And if any of you are looking for very specific data on how to do video or how to get leads from video, this is the episode for you today. It's going to be how to make your first YouTube video for real estate in 2025. Before we get into the episode, I, as usual, you've got two pilots to this episode. Both of us, entrepreneurs, both of us, long experienced in marketing, each of us with different backgrounds. I'm SEO and John tends to be WordPress, but we both have developed products and services specifically for real estate agents. Before I go any further into the show, John, why don't you give everybody a brief wind-up to who you are and what you do?
Oh, thanks, Rob. I've been struggling overnight, Rob. I can't even get into my own Google account, folks. It's been resisting my efforts for the past 45 minutes, folks. But I managed to overcome. So I'm flustered, folks, but I'm calming down. But I'm the joint founder of Mail Right, mail-right.com. We're a fabulous platform. We're a CRM, a lead generation platform, all rolled in one. And we start, if you pay month to month, at only $49. What more could you ask for, my beloved real estate professionals? Back over to you, Rob.
Yeah. All right. Beautiful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We're going to jump right into this. What kind of content do your leads watch and like on YouTube? So before you get started on video, the first thing you actually need to do, and John is correct, is you need to figure out what kind of video you're going to make. And you don't just sit here and come up with a clever idea and do the video. That's not the way that I do it. That's not the way that most professional marketers do it. What we do is we go on to tools like vidIQ or TubeBuddy or Ahrefs or any number of research tools that we generally either have a free account for or we spend some money on, and we research subjects that people are currently looking for. Our market, first-time home buyers, people that have listings that haven't sold, people who are in distressed homes trying to get out. What are they searching for? That's how I would do it. John, how would you come up with a subject for a video?
Well, there's the free way and there's some paid services that you mentioned. One of the free methodologies is just to use YouTube search and just type in some topics, and then it will drop down some suggestions, and those suggestions are pretty keyed on. Another free methodology is the guy from Batlin Co. You know, is it
Brian Dean?
He's got a free interface. If you go to batlinco.com and then type in how to get a YouTube subscribers, I'll make sure the link's in the show notes, folks. And he's offering a free interface that also you can type in keywords and it will come out with a list of suggestions. And then there's the ones that you mentioned. You can use TubeBuddy or vidIQ, and they have good SEO search suggestion functionality.
Beautiful. Well, I think that understanding subjects is usually, especially if you're using a small set of tools, pretty easy to do. Okay, go onto YouTube, and if you're going to use a tool like vidIQ, you just go in, you put a general topic, and then it takes a few minutes of looking at videos and seeing how much traffic those videos have. And when you find a subject area that seems to be getting a high level of engagement from people on the platform that you're looking at, then you have the decision to say, do I have something valuable that I can add to this particular subject? And if the answer is yes, now we finally start to narrow down on what kind of video that you can do. Okay, what kind of video makes sense for you to produce? All right, so that's number one. What kind of content do your leads like to watch, and what kind of content do they like on YouTube? And I cannot emphasize this enough. When you're looking at this, make sure that whatever you find, whatever subject you're looking at, that you yourself are willing to spend 10 or 15 minutes watching some videos on the subject. If you're not willing to do that, you're looking in the wrong category. This is my favorite subject because it's so misunderstood and not very well known. Video optimization. So you listed two sites here. You listed Canva, you listed vidIQ, you broke the subject into categories. You said traffic, thumbnail, title, so on and so forth. So John, you put a lot into this. So why don't you start us off?
Yeah, I think we've covered the traffic part. Well, you have. I think that I do some SEO research, see a video that if you're using one of these paid tools that we've mentioned, they're not that expensive, but they will tell you how much, they will give you an estimate about how competitive and how much traffic a particular video topic is getting, and then you can use the tool to make a judgment. The other thing is the thumbnail. The thumbnail is important. It's one of the key factors that will lead to your video being watched. Canva is a great tool. They've got a library. They've got the free version. I think the paid version is worth investing in, folks. It's about $110 a year, I think. It's not ridiculously expensive. And it comes with a load of pre-designed thumbnail templates that are reasonably easy to adapt. Another thing, give you another tip, I've used this myself, is you're going to need some pictures of yourself. You're going to need, it's best to use headshots. Now, if you go to a photographer, it can be quite expensive. I got about a year ago some revamped photos. I went to a local photographer. I had about 2 hours of their time. I went to their studio. I bought about 5 headshots from a number of photographs that they took. They charged me, it was a package deal, but it still cost me around $500. But then what I, and they wanted to, and then if you wanted to buy any additional photographs, it was like $50, $90, $80 per photograph. But what I did was I uploaded those photos and then I took some photos using my iPhone and I uploaded them to an AI service that you got to upload a certain amount of photos to it and then it makes headshots from what you've uploaded in different backgrounds, different poses, and it provided over 100 different images of me. I know this sounds horrendous because I'm not the most attractive person, but they did a reasonable job. And I'll try and remember and put it in the show notes for you folks. But it did a good time, and that would have cost me, and they were quite good what it did. It did take a couple of hours mucking around trying to upload enough photos for it to make this batch of additional headshots, but it did a great job. Actually, I was really impressed, Robert.
I think that you know, it's funny because clients ask me all the time, like, ideas for videos, stuff like that. And what we've done at Inbound REM is we have a master account on vidIQ. We just give people a login. And when my people get asked, we just generate an idea using vidIQ because the biggest trouble with agents is that they've already been inundated with ideas about tools that they can use, and they're tired of it. Most real estate agents just want to go out and sell real estate. So my team uses, with transparency, just uses AI, just generates a couple of ideas. And when a client says, hey, can you give me a script? Sure, no problem. Here's a script. Just generate it.
The vidIQ has it can generate the thumbnails. I haven't used it. I've just used Canva. But it can generate the thumbnails, can't it? And it also can generate the headline, the tagline, the title, and the script, can't it?
Yep, does it all. The only thing that it's not doing very well is its customization feature on your channel is not that great. But excuse me, John, I'm still getting over being sick.
Yeah, he's been ill, folks. He's a trooper coming on the show, really.
So anyway, optimizing a video though is a different thing. So optimizing a video is definitely something where it's like there's 13 things that we do when we optimize a video. We're optimizing the text inside the video. You've got your footer, like here's a few things about optimizing videos. You want to put it in a description. You want to use tags. You want to use a title. You want to use a location. You want to do all of these things. It takes us longer to optimize a video than it does to shoot the video, by far. These categoric things that you're doing allow Google to categorize, understand the video much faster, with a lot more clarity, and they are far more likely to rank the video once you've optimized it correctly on your channel. The main thing that I find is a real game changer is doing high effort activities such as manually closed captioning the video and indexing the video. These two things most people don't like to do. They don't because of time consuming, and it's understandable why they wouldn't do them. You can do a closed caption, automated closed caption in about 1 second, but Google can and does understand when you're using automated tools to closed caption a video. They give you extra credit when you manually do it. There's all sorts of things that we do inside the video optimizing process. We have an almost unbroken 100% track record on ranking videos. And that is because most of this manual stuff that I'm describing to you, nobody does. There's so many automated tools out there. But unfortunately, nobody has yet created the automated tool that does any of this with 100% accuracy. That's the problem. So people who spend time giving 100% accuracy, Google can generally sense it. Not 100% of the time, but like 98, they get it right. And when they get it right, you give yourself a 10, 20, 30, 40% ranking bonus for just uploading the video and optimizing it correctly. It just takes time. That's the only problem with it. But thumbnails, cool thumbnails, getting easier and easier to make. More and more tools out there to just input a picture of you and then use these thumbnail optimization tools, just like John already said. I haven't played with them that much, but that's because vidIQ is really getting to be incredibly good. Like it's always been decent. It's becoming excellent. It's so easy to use. Anybody that's out there, just go out there and use it. And if you get sold them the idea of manually optimizing videos, then you need to call a company like mine. But instead of paying $10 a month, you're gonna spend $150 a video easy. So there's a huge price difference, massive. Okay, just so everybody's clear, between doing it yourself and having other people do the 100% route, it's in my experience.
Shall we go for a break?
Yes, and I can cough in private. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-write.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is episode number 466. I'm here with my co-host, John, and we're talking about how to get started with YouTube in 2025 and what you need to do. We've covered optimizing videos and how to get content ideas. And once again, because I've been coughing up a storm here, I'm going to ask John to give his ideas about getting getting a professional video introduction done for you. John,
I've done it. I got one for Mailrite and for my other company. I went to Fiverr and I worked with a guy and I checked him over and he was like a 5-star rating. I think for these small specific jobs, I think Fiverr and using Fiverr Perfect, I think they got what they call Fiverr Professional. It's their more expensive service. I think it's worthwhile and then checking and going with the best rated person that's got a lot of previous examples and looking at them. And I think it does make a difference. I'm not sure how much Google and YouTube sees it, but I think it's worth the invest, because you're not talking about ridiculous money. It might cost you a couple $100 to get somebody that can do a good intro animation and a voiceover. But I think for that money, it's worth the investment. What do you reckon, Rob?
Couldn't agree with you more. And you've done the route that I would recommend for everybody, even over the route that I took. I have a professional in-house videographer, and after many months, they produced a decent intro from the company. If you looked at what I paid, thousands of dollars, like, and all the time getting to know that person versus a couple $100 that John's talking about, perceived value on intros is high. Everybody assumes that you spend a ton of money. I did spend a ton of money. So it's a reasonable assumption. But when you look at... I'm so sorry, John.
No, it's all right. Shall I go on to the next one? Tips on video recording audio. Well, we've covered this, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. We've got some past shows that if you listen to go in, we've got a couple of specific shows that go into this in a lot of detail. But it's really, if you're going to record, if you're going to record on your camera or your iPhone, or your Android, you can use Zoom or Loom to actually record the video, and it will record it in 4K. If you've got the pro version of Zoom, which is about $150 a year, and a lot of real estate agents do, or you can use Loom. And a lot of these inexpensive conference, they're more about one-to-one conferences or small groups. They actually do record quite well. And there are web-based tools. We use one here to record this podcast and make video. We use StreamYard, and there's half a dozen. They're more expensive, but you can use Zoom. Basically, if you're looking for the most easiest way to edit the video and do a rough edit, I think some of these AI tools that are out there, even Canva has a video editor. It's not bad, actually. But one that's interesting is Descript, because it's like a word processor. You can actually move, it does a transcript of the video, and you can just move the words around, and that does the editing for you. It's quite an impressive interface, and it's much more simpler to use. But I think the main thing, folks, it's not intuitive. The main thing is to sort your sound out, is to just get a half decent USB mic or a lapel mic if you're using your phone. But you can just get there's some reasonably good USB mics around $50. The one I'm using is about $250, but you don't have to go there. And just look up the reviews on Amazon and you'll be well off. But you've got to sort your audio. But there's a lot of inexpensive choices out there, folks, that can get you going. You don't have to lay out a lot of money. What do you reckon, Rob?
I agree with John 100%. So I am not the best example of this, because I tend to buy equipment, keep it, and never update it. The only place I have professional studio equipment is in my actual studio. And I had other resources, other people that knew a lot more about that stuff, use my money and buy the stuff they said we needed. My computer setup, I'm using Plantronics headset that is still mostly what I use for my calls. I've used Plantronics for 30 years now. And so I'm familiar with equipment type, and I'm using a $35 Logitech camera to shoot my video on. I did, based on a podcast that John and I did long ago, buy myself a Blue Ice microphone and discover that I rarely use it because of the way that it stands on my desk. It interfered with my space. I ended up dropping it. But John is correct. Like, in the sense of, like, what do you invest in? How do you invest? I think it comes down to what your personal brand is. My personal brand in terms of my image is always a little sloppy because I'm a little sloppy. However, I know my subject matter very, very well. And so when you're looking at who you are as a person, decide what the most important factors are. And if for some of you, you think that the better equipment, better, slightly better sound, slightly better visuals really, really, really impact your particular brand. If you walk out to real estate appointments in a three-piece suit or a Chanel dress or whatever it is, then obviously spending a couple hundred extra dollars on visual or audio equipment makes all the sense in the world for you. If you're like me, where you're kind of like a mad scientist, it's like, I don't give a damn. If you want the best information that's available in the real estate industry, you come to my channel. If you want the best looking whatever person, what you don't come to my channel. I'm not that guy. Don't want to be that guy. So I strongly recommend that all of you just take that into account. But what John said about equipment, cost, everything, I agree 100%. About Loom, agree 100%. There's lots of great video editing stuff out there. It's getting better and better all the time. AI is making it better and better. This is the entry level for video is actually getting more and easier to do, because so much of the support work that's being done on video is going to be absorbed by AI, which just means that more of you should be getting into this now and learning the basic tools, because it's just going to get easier.
Yeah.
You've already covered video recording and editing. No, did you?
Yeah. So okay. We got the final thoughts, and I think a really good resource is Backlinko and Brian Dean, because he moved his channel really from general SEO advice to advice around YouTube. And I think some of it's really good. The one area, and it's not I disagree with him, but I think it's like stage two, because one of the other major elements that will determine the success of your YouTube channel is how long people view your videos. And one, it seems to have gone into two different directions. Obviously, YouTube has given a lot of emphasis to short form video as a competitor to TikTok and other platforms. But when if you go to Brian's site, he actually says when you look at the analytical data, it's more long-form video that's over 10 minutes long, between 10 to 20 minutes long. And then he strongly advises that you do a lot more editing. I don't do it on my videos, but my other channel, the Mel Wright channel's grown quite a bit recently, and my other channel's grown quite considerably, but I just do a lot of videos and I do some editing, but he's talking about getting them professionally or spending a lot more time on the video in having two cameras, having graphics, having animation, and that takes up a lot of time if you're doing it yourself. Mm-hmm. I would have probably advised you to get an editor, but even if you're doing it offshore, that kind of work does cost a lot more money. I think he's right, but I think you can get 80% by doing everything we've discussed previously, and then I think the last 30 to 20% is about upgrading your camera, your lighting, and really employing that editor. But I definitely wouldn't go down that route initially. What do you reckon, Rob?
I think that Brian Dean is probably right. I think that the future of most marketing, as we know it, call and response marketing, is on video, which we've been talking about for a long time. And call and response marketing for just a talking head video, which is mostly what I do, is getting harder. It is. You have to be really deeply knowledgeable to get a result. And Brian Dean is talking to the world's best marketers on his channel. That's who follows Brian Dean. And so when you start taking all that into account and saying, what are you going to do with video? I agree with him. Animations, using AI. I'm following a guy by the name of Michael Weiss, who's doing a lot of AI videos. He's doing a lot of really cool things with video. Do I think what we want for real estate? I think that the future in real estate as it relates to video and clever implementations is using video AI as like part of a listing presentation that you're doing where you use an edit that switches the decorations inside a room as part of your video listing edit. Like stuff like that. I think that whatever realtors get to that baseline first are going to see massive, explosive differences in their business, because a good video editor could actually do that with relative ease. You just have to suggest it to them, because the tools are already out there. They already exist.
I think on my understanding, it's the initial getting an edit template developed between you and the editor and getting a particular style, and like having two cameras. You have two cameras depending on the software you're using, Zoom or StreamYard. There's a device called Stream Deck. I've actually got one, but I haven't used it yet, but I do have a two camera setup, and I might, and you can pre-program Stream Decks. They do a micro version, which is 12 buttons, or they do the next version, which is 16 buttons. And you just click a button and it can change cameras, or it can do effects, or it can do audio effects as well. It's quite neat. The actual one I've got is only a couple of $100. I think the bigger version is just under $400. It's not mega money. But I think working with editor and working out a structure how the videos are going to be edited is the initial cost. And I think after you sorted that out and worked with editor and modified that, then I think the costs go down a bit, because the editor knows what you're looking for on each video.
Interesting. You've introduced me to something I haven't seen yet, and I'm going to check it out because of you. Stream Deck.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounded very interesting to me. Ladies and gentlemen, one way or the other, this stuff is going to get easier. And most real estate agents, either through an agency or through their own resources, one of the most valuable tools that you can get is somebody overseas or somebody local to you, a young person who knows how to use these tools. Instead of throwing yourself down every rabbit hole like what John and I do, I'm going to suggest that you find somebody who will throw themselves down the rabbit hole for you. And then you just come up with things that you want to say, content ideas. That's how I'm going to leverage it, is find people that are able to do the mechanics, but I am going to continue to come up with the overall global ideas on content. So I think this has been a great show. I apologize to our audience. I apologize to you, John. I thought I was a little bit better.
No, you can't be lying. He's a trooper turning up, folks. So give him some love, because he's been ill the past few weeks, haven't you, Rob?
Yeah, it's been hard to shake. So we're going to wrap this up. John, if somebody wanted to reach out to you and take advantage of this amazing new pricing on your amazing and your upgraded platform, how would they reach out to you to do that?
That's fantastic, Rob. Just go to the MailRite website, have a look over the website, and then you can book a free chat with me and I can do a live demo with you, show the key parts of the functionality, and then you can make your mind up if you want to join the MailRite family. We've modularized it. Basically, we offer other elements to the package, but the core element, we decided to offer it at a cost-effective basis, and then we split the other parts into separate modules that are still available if you require them, like IDX or paid Facebook campaigns. But our package, I think, is really great. We've updated it a few weeks ago. We've added some new functionality, which I'm going to talk about in the next couple of weeks. And it's really improved greatly. And I love the opportunity to show it to you. Back over to you, Rob.
Beautiful. All right. Well, it's hard to go wrong with a starting cost of $50, ladies and gentlemen, in this spot cost budget conscious world that we're living in. That's a great doorway into a WordPress website that focuses on real estate. It's a great toolkit. So take a look at it. If you are interested in doing something bespoke or, you know, that is a little bit more involved for both price, and also focuses on slightly different areas such as Google local, video SEO, things like that, you're going to want to go to inboundrem.com and check out my services and about page and reach out to me personally. I'm Robert at inboundrem.com. We appreciate you tuning into the show. Thank you very much. We hope you got something from it. Like it, thumbs us up, send us a comment, all the good stuff. Until next time, I've been Robert Newman and my co-host has been Jonathan Denwood.